It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, dear God, for the gift of life and all the blessing and benefit attached to life. Blessed be your name, Lord. Our Father and Maker, we come before the throne of mercy this morning, pleading for mercy and forgiveness over our sins and iniquities before you. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities. Holy Spirit divine, we hereby apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our endeavors this day. Therefore, Lord, please lead us, guide us. Order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. All our good undertakings we commit to your able hands, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Please join me as I read from our text, Matthew chapter 5. We are still reading verse 14 to 16. And I'm reading from the Authorized King James Version this morning. God bless you as we follow the readings. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on high hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Excuse me. Hallelujah. This is episode 14 on the topic Shining Light Indeed. Shining Light Indeed. For the past 2 days, I started talking on how do we shine? How do we shine? Point number one, I have talked about in character, in our behaviors, how we relate with others, with things around us and others. That is, we should live in honesty, integrity, transparency, accountability, and trustworthiness. Number two, the ways and the manners we talk, what we engage our tongue with. We don't just speak anything, anyhow. In the Ephesians, the Bible says, no corrupt words should come out of our mouth. We should guide our tongue very well. Number three, I've talked about showing hospitality. The Bible says we should not be weary in doing good, because in due season, we will reap the reward. We should not be weary in doing good. Number four, I did talk on acting in wisdom. We should act with all discretion in the wisdom of God. As the children of God, we cannot just live our life anyhow. Number five, I talked on exemplary lifestyle. That is it. Our life is an epistle that people around us read more than they read the Bible. Whatever you do can either bring glory to God or bring shame or blasphemy to the name of God. So we must live our life with God's wisdom, and we must live exemplarily as well. The last point I talked about yesterday was moderation. We must be modest in our dealings, in our things. We must not do anything in excessiveness is bad. So we must be moderate in whatever we do. As a matter of fact, the Bible commands us to be moderate. According to that, Philippians chapter number 4, verse 5, we should be moderate because the Lord is at hand. And number 7 that I want to start from this morning is selfless and sacrificial lifestyle. We can shine when we are not self-centered. When we think of, in the book of Philippians chapter number 2, if you start reading from verse 1, the Bible says, let not any one of us, we should not look for our own things alone. We should look on at other things, other people. We should be concerned with the lifestyle of the people. Many of us, we live our lives, even Christians. Imagine a Christian that needs something, doesn't care at the detriment of the lives of who he gets it. All they want is just to get their things done at all cost, and not knowing, and not minding who is being hurt or who is being, you know, destroyed or brought down for you to be promoted. Oh no, that is not a kingdom behaviorist attitude. That is not part of the shining light. Not at all. So we must live a selfless and sacrificial lifestyle. You don't mind to be, you know, to come last. You don't mind to be riding upon. You just, because of Christ in you, you keep your cool. Everything go, you let it, you allow it to go. But many people will do anything for everything they want in life to come their way. If it doesn't come their way, then I must tell you the truth. It is high time for you and I to start living sacrificial. Christianity is about sacrifice. That is it. Jesus himself sacrificed his own life. He left everything he has in heaven behind and he came to this world. Look at how he was killed brutally by ordinary mortal men. And a mortal man be destroyed by the mortal man. And he did not do anything. You see the way he warned Peter. Do you think I cannot call on my father to release me 12 legions of angels? But yet he did none of those things. Why? Because of you and I. He lived a sacrificial lifestyle. Number 8 this morning is by showing love and compassion. We must show love to people. Both those whom we know, those whom we don't know. We must show love to people. We must be so compassionate about them. You see people suffering and you have the privilege to do something about it. Please go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. You cannot just, you know, keep your eyes away as if it doesn't concern you. Then you are not a light. Because that person is actually in darkness of need or want. And he needs love. He needs to be shown love. And you have to show them love. You have to be compassionate. You have to be compassionate on them. Another point, number 9, that I want to talk about this morning is forgiveness. Forgiveness. How quick, how fast you forgive people and you know, you move on. When some people are even still holding on that, oh, so no. Oh, I left that page long ago. Ah, see, you are talking of the matter of over 5 hours, 6 hours. Oh, no, me, I'm not there. Why? When I ask, oh, if I'm holding grudge against you, and if at that moment the trumpet sound, where will I find myself? Where will I find myself? So I've forgiven you long ago. Please, immediately the issue, you see, it is true. No, I'm not going to lie. I was upset with what you did, but forget it. I am okay with you. Don't worry. That is it. Another point I wanted to, you know, talk about this morning. Okay, it's like what I just explained now. That is seeking peace. By seeking peace and pursuing peace daily. The Bible says, without holiness and righteousness, without holiness we shall not see the Lord. We should follow peace with all men. So we should follow peace with all men. So we must seek peace daily. Peace daily. Another point this morning is we must not fail of sharing our faith and spreading the hope for others. Let's spread the hope to others as well. Sharing of our faith is a must. We must talk. That is it. We must talk. We must share our faith. Share your testimony. Yes, how you met with Christ, how God met with you, how the gospel of Christ changed your life. Your testimony alone can change somebody's life. That is the truth. Your testimony alone is powerful enough to change another person. If it was good enough to change you, it can change another fellow as well. Another point this morning is be disciplined. Discipline is the watchword of a Christian. That is, tell me a Christian that is lack discipline, and I will tell you somebody who is not a Christian, who is not born again, or who is just a Christian in the name. Tell me a good Christian, then I will tell you how disciplined that man is or woman is. Discipline is part of Christianity. You have to be disciplined. As a matter of fact, discipline, everything hang around discipline. Because if you are not disciplined, you commit sins. You see money to steal, you didn't steal. You steal beautiful women around you, you close your eyes. You are hungry. You see things, kind of things people are doing and eating around you, and you can't eat it. You are fasting as a Christian. Why others are enjoying merry? You know they are just merry, everywhere, but you are there fasting. Sometimes marathon fast, no food, no water. Even when during the festivities that everyone is preparing some kind of delicious food everywhere, and you are there. That is discipline. That is discipline. Everything about Christianity is centered around discipline. A man that can never discipline himself will never be a disciple of Christ. Do you hear what Jesus said? If you cannot deny yourself, then anyone that will follow me must be able to deny himself. Then carry your cross. Carrying cross is not easy. If you are not disciplined, you can't carry it. And follow me. That's what he says. That's what our Lord and Savior told us. So if you are not disciplined at all, forget it. You won't be able to follow him. Another point I want to talk about this morning is be authentic in your relationship or relationships with others. Be authentic. Be real. Don't fake anything. You don't need to fake anything. Live your life the way it is. You don't need to fake anything. That is it. We are all unique in our ways. The way God has created each and every one of us, we are unique. So be yourself. Be yourself as a child of God. Then you will now discover the uniqueness part of you that will attract people to you. That is it. And last but not the least point I want to talk about this morning is by praying and interceding for others. Praying and interceding for others, including those who hate us. We need to intercede for them. We need to pray for them. We must always be praying and intercede. May God help us to shine indeed in the name of Jesus. You've heard it now. Bow down your head. Talk to God. Talk to God. These are the ways we can shine. Our character. Are you honest? Are you accountable? Are you a man or woman of integrity? How do you talk? Do you have control over your tongue? Talk to God. Father, help me. Yes, help me. Are you hospitable? Yes. Do you act in discretion? Are you a good example? Are you a good example to people around you, to your own children and to your community? Are you moderate in your dealings, or you go excessively in everything? What about sacrificial lifestyle? Do you sacrifice things for others, or it is only about you alone? You are the most self-centeredness person on earth. Talk to God. Father, give me the grace. I want to be a better person. I want to shine brighter than the way I'm shining. Do you forgive others? Do you show love and compassion? Yes. Do you seek peace daily? Lord, help me. Father, help me. Do you share your faith? Do you tell people about your testimony? Yes. How are you living? Yes. Do you act in faith? Do you live by faith? Yeah. Are you authentic? Are you your reserve, or you are copying people? You are mimicking others. Are you disciplined? Ask yourself. Thank God, help me. This is who I am. You know yourself very well. Do you pray at all times? Do you intercede as well for others? Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails. JohnsonIOJulius@gmail.com or JohnsonJulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749 915 or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in our ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.